Philippa Holds Court by Jenny Gouttet, narrated by Stevie Zimmerman. 1. London, 1819. Philippa Clavering removed her straw poke bonnet with red ribbons and handed the item to the butler, following it with her ivory cloak made of light wool. It had been 2 years since she'd laid eyes on the well-lit corridor of her brother's townhouse, and they brightened at its familiarity. A sense of contentment lifted her spirits for the first time since she'd arrived in London.
"Sir Lucius and Lady Clavering are in the nursery, miss."
Briggs gave a smile of welcome and draped Philippa's cloak over his arm. Her maid untied her own bonnet as she moved forward.
"I'll be in the kitchen, miss, for when you need me."
"Oh, that will be fine. We won't be staying long." No mother of a newborn would appreciate an extended visit, and Philippa was not about to impose one on her sister-in-law. Besides that, her friend Susan had sent word that morning requesting Philippa to come to Carnaby Street as soon as she could do so. "I'll announce myself." With a nod to the butler, Philippa turned and climbed the stairs to the nursery and opened the door. Inside, an intrepid beam of early spring sun poked through the sheer curtains and travelled across the gold-accented white room, coming to rest on the face of an infant of some weeks, who was nestled in the protective arms of his proud and weary mother. Lucius was seated in a chair nearby. Philippa exchanged a wordless smile with Selina Clavering and came to her sister-in-law's side, kneeling beside the sleeping baby, who jerked suddenly, as if plagued by a bad dream.
"How he does scowl at one," Philippa observed, tucking her finger under her sleeping nephew's limp hand.
Adopting an innocent expression, she turned wide eyes upon her brother.
"He is your very portrait, Lucius."
A chuckle escaped Selina, and she sent Philippa an amused glance, before turning her gaze back to the object of her adoration. Selina had the ability to share in one's humour, an unexpected and much valued commodity in a sister-in-law, Philippa found.
"He will need the scowl to keep his future sisters in their place," Lucius replied, stifling a yawn.
Philippa had never seen her brother like this. For Lucius to appear in company, even in the company of a younger sister, unshaven and wearing no cravat, slouched back in his chair with one arm thrown over its side, showed more clearly than all else how the arrival of his heir had overturned Lucius's carefully planned existence. Not that falling for Selina hadn't already done that, but at least with Selina's addition to his life, Lucius had still managed to dress himself. Philippa pursed her lips, caressing the tiny fingers of her nephew.
"I highly doubt any future niece of mine will be frightened."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?